Obviously, Marcus Camby went to college around here. He's still going strong after, I don't know, 20,000 years. Can you just talk about how he's played this year?
Well, he's done some good things for us. You know, he's been our starting center and our best rebounder. You know, a guy that we look for to defend the basket, clog the middle, and rebound the ball. And he's been able to continue to do that.
Does that surprise you at all that he's been able to do that? It could be like 37 now.
But yeah. Well, no. I mean, I think, you know, you got to be lucky in this league to stay around as long as he and Kirk and some of the guys do. But I think it's also a credit to, you know, their ability to play the game and understand and have a feel for the game to be productive at their age and with the amount of years that they play.
Can you describe Elliott Williams?
Well, that happened after practice. You know, basically we had left the building, and Elliott and some of our guys were stuck around to continue to play, and basically were playing some one-on-one. And I didn't see the play, but I was told that he went in, as he does. You know, everything Elliott does is very hard. Went in for a dunk, and Chris tried to block it and basically threw his arm out of place. But it was something that, you know, I didn't see. It was pretty much after, you know, practice was over, and, you know, just a very unfortunate situation because he was doing some really good things and getting a few minutes. And, you know, I like what I saw in him. You know, just an unfortunate situation for him.
Has he left already, or will he leave tomorrow to go back?
Well, he's here, and he will be going back to Portland to get an MRI.
Is that something that you would advise guys who are still hanging around playing?
But that's part of it. That's what, you know, that happens. You know, this guy's been doing that all season long, and, you know, they're trying to work and get some play. It's part of, they have to work out, and it's just one of those unfortunate situations.
He wasn't playing a ton of minutes, but do you redistribute those just among the rotation, or do you put someone else into the rotation?
Well, Nolan, you know, could you know, get some minutes, and it really again depends on how we play Crawford. You know, if I want Crawford to handle the ball, then Wesley and Nick could slide into that position, and if we want to move Crawford off the ball, we could slide Nolan into those minutes.
How have you felt that your team has responded to the adversity of, you know, Brandon Roy's retirement at the beginning of the year and then Greg Oden's injury?
Well, you know, you have to put that behind you, and, you know, that was at the start of the season, and, you know, for us, you know, we pretty much had to go out into free agency and, you know, add some players to our roster. Retirement and, you know, injuries, you know, it's a part of what you have to deal with, and that's long behind us. You know, we're trying to kind of rebuild this team and go with the guys that we were able to pick up in free agency.
Have you been happy with the way they've all responded up to this point?
Well, you know, we haven't played as well as we thought we would be playing at this time, but you know, you're still working at it.
Chris Johnson has a short stint with the Celtics last year, but what do you like about him?
Well, he's long, he's athletic, defensively, you know, he can do some things for you, and I think the strength of his game is on the defensive end of the floor. We like his potential, and the fact that he is a young guy.
You guys obviously picked up when you guys had him do a 10-day contract at first last year too, and now you picked that up. Have you noticed a certain growth in his game since then?
Well, again, we like his potential.
Okay.
We like his, you know, athletic ability. We like the fact that he can defend, and you know, he's a young guy that has a lot of potential.
Craig Smith's been a guy, obviously from BC, that's bounced around a little bit in the league. What have your impressions of him been?
Well, a guy we were looking for some bigs, and we had an opportunity to bring him on board. And, you know, he's a veteran that at the start of the season we were looking to add not only bigs to our lineup, but some experience. And, you know, he really fit, you know, what we were looking for.
with this trip on